It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beatsy. Welcome, my friends, welcome. It's the day, April 8th, 2024, Eclipse Day, total eclipse of the heart of our existence. We're going to find out. Welcome. This is the longest running daily variety show on planet Earth, 1925 days in a row today, guys. Interesting that the solar total eclipse happens to be on day 1925 in a row of the Mark and Spire show. I always find it's like a 25 or at 100, something massive happens, a connection with this show, kind of continuing me along the suppression, saying I'm coming back anyway. So 1925 in a row, it's eclipse day. How are you guys doing? Where are you going to be watching it from? Are you going to be on the path of totality? Main girl in the house, MODOK, good to see you guys, welcome. Please do me a favor and smack the screen if you're on Clapper. Join us on X, Rumble, or on YouTube. Subscribe and turn on all notifications. We do the show twice a day, in the morning and at night, so no matter where you are on planet Earth, there is a live show for you to connect with awesome people on YouTube, X, or Rumble. We're doing Clapper every day as well. TikTok, you can go pound sand. As far as lives are concerned, I don't like their platform for it anymore. I like Clapper. I like Clapper a lot. It's a great platform. If you guys haven't followed me on Clapper yet, please do. I want to welcome the first 19,000 people on Clapper to the Mark and Spire show. Hilly Billy in the house. Good to see you, my brother. So let's get into the news. You guys know where this is happening. 333 is the solar maximum today. And I had a weird thought yesterday that like at 3:33 it stops right at the sun and then decides to go back in the other direction because the polar vortex just switched directions. I don't know when the last time that happened. On April 5th that happened. So just 3 days ago we had a earthquake here in Connecticut. First one I ever remember. And then the polar vortex decided to switch directions, just reversed course. Whatever, right? So a lot of crazy stuff happening. Last night, my son, I was putting them to sleep. I said, look, I want all of us to be together today during this, and I want to be on higher ground. And he's like, no, we should be here at the house, like in the house. And I was like, no. You know? And I said, it doesn't make sense. I'd rather be in a big open field today during this, because if there's an earthquake, if there's something worse, first of all, I'm with the people I love. And I'm in a field with them, so we have our best chance of survival. You don't want to be around stuff, you know? You don't want to be in a house where the roof can fall on your head if there is a 9.5 earthquake. And again, I know this is all crazy, you know, conspiracy, all this stuff, but I now can't look away at stuff like, okay, we just had an earthquake here. And then wait a second, the vortex just reversed course on April 5th, and we're going to have this crazy total eclipse everyone's freaked out about on April 8th. So I'm a little nervous. Oh goodness, Helen Gail Townsend in the house. So good to see you, Helen. Helen, you're never invisible to me. We missed you so much those couple days you were gone. Virginia, you know, also when I do, this is just something people should know about this. Whenever I have the chat, it only tells me when I log in from that point on. So anything before I don't see, unfortunately. Zabrowski, give us a woohoo, please. Total eclipse woohoo. Zabrowski, you gave us a total eclipse woohoo. It was a good one. What? I don't know, Zabrowski, like 8.3? You think it's better than an 8.3? Helen's gonna have to school you on this one, Zabrowski. I think I was being conservative with an 8.3. It's probably closer to an 8.1. Zabrowski, you're a Grammy winner for the woohoo. You should know by now when your woohoo is a 10 or an 8 or a 7. Instead, you're always looking for like a second opinion. I'm sorry, what's that, Joanne? Joanne, I can't hear you over the wheeze. Gosh almighty. Doesn't ever get any easier with Joanne, just more obnoxious. Well, so here we go. Solar Eclipse 2024 live updates. When to watch. Weather forecasts and more. And don't be near the East Coast United States of America. I'd say, like, don't be the guy who's like, I'm gonna go down to the beach and watch it there. It reminds me of those tsunami videos you see of people. They're like sitting there in China, and they're like, ooh, look. And then the freaking water just comes over the side, and they're gone. And you're like, what the hell just happened? Or the best is you got, like, a guy who's on the first floor of the hotel, like, right on the water. And there's a tsunami coming in, and he's just filming. His water's coming to the building. He's just filming. That building's gone, dude. You're gone. Where did that footage come from? The cloud, you know? Anyway, guys, where are you going to be? I want to hear from you. Where are you watching this? Are you going to be close to the path of totality? We are at 90% here in Connecticut. So I'm gonna see a little bit of a thumbnail on the bottom there. But still, going to be kind of cool. I'm going to try my best to go live during it from the field, wherever I am with my fam, just to at least... I want to just see if I can... You know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to go live during this thing, but... cataloging something potentially that happens and being live during it is kind of frightening, but also really interesting. Because if something like that was to happen, say, for example, this chooch on Fox News who said, oh, it's going to be nothing compared to the eclipse earthquake. You know, they say it's going to be transformative. This is what he said. And so now everybody's like, what is that? And you know, they always have to let it out when they're going to do something. This is the thing that's, you start wondering, is this is not necessarily something that's being done on a natural, it's like not like a natural program that's taking place, that like every 50,000 years, this happens, the poles reverse. These things aren't naturally happening now. They used to, but now we're kind of like coaxing things into existence between CERN and down in Antarctica. There's these underground vibration systems that they've created, I guess, with frequency, where they could create earthquakes. And so, you know, you have to start questioning whether or not this is God and the universe just kind of correcting course, or if this is something man-made. You know, we have the ability to do so much we don't let anybody know about. I saw a great video of someone, it was a newscast, early 2000s, and the guy's like, yeah, we have this machine over here, it creates... you know, hydrogen in the air, and we can make it rain, you know, two states away. And the guy's like, no, you can't. And he goes, look, watch. And they have this machine going, you see all this smoke blowing into the air. And they drive like 2 hours away, like a two states away or whatever it was, because they could tell where the wind was pushing. And it started raining. And I'm thinking to myself, if we've had that for 20, 30, 40 years, and we have wildfires in California. It's like everything to me seems like we could fix, and we're just like, nah, let's see how many burn. You know, we wanted insurance premiums to go up, right? You know, it's like everything is just really, really deceitful when it comes from the people in charge, and they're like, wait a second, this thing could solve everything. What? Yeah, no, let's get rid of it. We don't want a solution to problems. We want more problems because, yeah, that's right, more problems than we have things to give people. There's Band-Aids. You put a Band-Aid on it. And that's what every industry is. That's why TVs die after like a year. I had a client once. I'm a real estate agent. And I had a client once selling his house. And he had this old boxy LED. Remember the original LCDs they were called? And they're like this thick. Instead of like laser thick, they were like this thick. And they were still so much thinner than we had, or like the LCD one. No, I'm sorry. It was the Wego ones were the first ones that were like a little thinner than the big box tube TVs. They were like this deep. And then they went to this deep. And then like now we're like this, right? And the pixels are gone in a year. And you need to get a new TV a couple years later. This guy, he had that TV for like 15 years. And so he's selling the house since the picture went. And I was like, oh, they're like $130 for a new TV. And he goes, I'm fixing it. And he called a guy in to fix his TV. And I was like, what? I was like, why would you do that? They're so cheap right now. He goes, because the reason they're so cheap is because you buy them and they break. He goes, this one was built a little stronger. I pay a little more for it. And nobody fixes anything anymore. I'm going to fix my TV. And I think about it a little differently. I'm like, yeah, okay, you got this old TV. The new TV may break quicker, but the quality is so much better. If you're interested in a cleaner picture, sharper image, you go with the newer TV. But he's like, no, nobody fixes anything anymore. I'm fixing my TV. And I just thought that was a pretty interesting thing to do in a time when they make so many because they're so crappy now. It's just like, go get one for $130. Replace that thing. It's thinner. It's lighter. But he wanted to fix it. It's like, we have a different type of generation now. Everyone just replaces everything. You're so replaceable. There's no value to anything anymore. And I almost feel like that is part of the psychological effect of things breaking quickly, is you start to lose the appreciation for the value of that thing because you're like, oh, it's crap. I mean, yeah, it looks great, but we know it's not going to last forever. You know, things used to last for what seemed like forever. There's a washer and dryer called Speed Queen. Have you guys ever heard of Speed Queen? This is just an interesting side note. As a realtor, I see a lot of new appliances in houses, and I see, like, you know, everyone gets the new LG dryer, washer and dryer combo and all these things, but they all have the shortest warranty because they're intending to break. They make them to break, so you have to buy another LG in 5 to 6 years. The Speed Queens have like a 20-year warranty. They last forever, and they're not like, you look at them, there's a few of them that have like digital, you know, exterior, you know, but outside of that, it's like very much like a rudimentary, you're turning buttons. But this freaking thing, it's got a steel chassis on the interior, and that thing will last forever. They're all made of like aluminum now, so they break and they're crap. And you don't appreciate it. You're like, wow, I've got this new thing. But as soon as it starts to go, they're like, well, you're gonna replace it. You don't wanna fix that. And so we're in a world of replacement and not fix what's broken. And that's kind of universal for everything in our lives. No one wants to fix anything anymore. They just want to cancel everybody. They want to call them names and then just completely eradicate them from existence. We need to be able to have discourse, conversation. We need to be able to debate different ideas because there's no one right perspective, except for the one where your heart feels it being correct. I feel like someone brought up an interesting point. Why do you get so affected by something that someone else is doing? And I'm like, if it's against what God wanted and I can feel it, I just have a hard time with that. I have a hard time lying, of saying something different than my eyes see or that my ears hear. You know, I smell and I my senses tell me something, and if I have to lie and say something different than all of my senses are providing me information on, I'm not being truthful to me. Just to pat somebody else on the back for insanity, and I can't do that. So for me, I'm here just trying to live truth, my truth, and see if we can get through this solar eclipse that's coming in a few hours. Ron Tyler in the house, my brother. So Total solar eclipse day is finally here. Millions of people across North America prepare to turn their gaze upward to witness the most highly anticipated celestial event in recent years. That's the other thing. People have been like waiting for this moment. There's one lady who had like a 13-hour live stream about how she's been preparing for this moment for 9 years. I'm like, dude, there's a lot going on today. This isn't just like, oh, cool, it's a solar eclipse. We've had eclipses before. Never heard anybody preparing for 9 years for the eclipse. You know, it's like, earthquake, polar vortex. Ron, what does it mean when the polar vortex reverses course? 3 days before the total eclipse where everyone's freaking out. What does that mean? Yeah, see, Ron says the same thing. He has a hard time with that too. He has to tell it like it is. You know, that's just me. You know, that's just me too. It's like, you gotta live truth or else I don't think God will be happy with you. St. Peter, if one day I said this to family members yesterday, and I was like, look, I could have very easily, I've been doing this for almost 2,000 days in a row, I could have very easily just sold out, came out here and be like, guys, we have a great president. He doesn't nap every second of the day and shit in a triple diaper. But instead, I came out here and I told you how I feel and the truth about it because I have integrity for the truth and I can't go against what I know is right. Therefore, one day when I'm standing in front of St. Peter, and I have to answer for everything I've done in my life, I'm going to say, well, I was at least who I am. And I wasn't pretending to be someone else in order to make a paycheck. Clearly not. Never been able to make a paycheck at this show because I keep speaking truth. And that is the epitome of enemy of the state. We're like all Will Smith without slapping Chris Rock. But we're like Will Smith pre-slapping Chris Rock. You're like, oh, geez, he knows it. He knows too much. Unreal. Yeah, we all know. We all know. It's funny. I was saying all the stuff I say last night. My uncle goes, I agree with you 100%. Because I agree with you 100%. Everything you said. And I go, I appreciate it. This is how I feel. Like I can see things because I don't watch the news. It's easy for me to have perspective on this world because I have not watched the Negatube in 5 years. I've been here as the Positube every day. And so therefore, I'm able to see every lie that's broadcast to you because I'm not indoctrinated by them. I'm not affected by them only by seeing the lies. And every single time it happens, my pit in my stomach gets bigger. And I have to come out here and say, hey guys, you know what? Did you see that earlier today? And so you have 1,925 days in a row of truth casts. Everything that happened over the last 5 years, I broadcast on that and talked about it that day and told you what was really going on. And you can go back and you can fact check me. Go back and push play on any episode over the last 5 years. And just let me know. Send a note afterwards. Leave a comment. Hey, Mark, geez, you know, you said something there that didn't come true. Oh, Mark, you know, you did say something there and it did come true. That's pretty cool. So that would be pretty interesting. You very easily find out why you're finding me for the first time today. So in the U.S., the sun will be the fully obscured for about 15 minutes, for a few minutes in 15 states from Texas to Maine. But the eclipse will be at least partially visible in 49 states. So like, what does it look like to the rest of the world? You know, like, what does it look like to South America or to anything else? Does anybody see any of this? Like, I'm very curious about how this all lays out, you know? Ron, you have anything on that? Like, what does it look like from other parts of the world during the day while this is going on? Do they see any of it? Do they see the moon? Or do they see the moon, like, in between, but because of the angle, they're able to see the moon, they're able to see the sun, and they're right next to each other? I'm curious to see, like, what is Brazil see? What is, because everything on, at least on our, right here in this segment of the planet, we've got up the like Canada all the way down, you know, South America. What do they see when they're not getting that 90% or 80%? I'm curious. So leave me a note on that if you can. Hilly said, one can sell their integrity, but you'll never get its full value. That is absolutely true. Absolutely true. So guys, keep true to yourself. You got to live. You gotta somehow wake up every day and look at yourself in the mirror. Will cell service be disrupted during the eclipse? I hadn't thought about that. Cities in the center of the path of totality are likely to see an increase of cell phone usage Monday, which can cause minor service delays. However, major cell phone carriers claim they've fixed potential issues ahead of time. AT&T, for example, saw networks usage spike by up to 15% in cell towers around the path of totality during the eclipse of 2017. So there's a good chance we're going to have some issues, especially if there's an earthquake. Like you'd expect, you know, we get all of our data from underground wires, not from the satellites. You guys know that, right? Look it up. 99%. Comes from underground wiring that goes across the Atlantic Ocean underground on, like, think it's, the cables are like this. Everything's done with cables. Well, nothing's delivered by satellite. I think Elon Musk is probably the only one who's delivering internet by satellite. And the only reason it works is because he's got so many up there and they just deliver the information just like it's a wire underground on a flat plane of existence. Partially joking, sort of. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out everything, guys. I need to one day talk to Ron about this and see what he thinks about, I know, us not moving. You know. There was, someone did a study years ago, and they charted the universe, and I think there was, it came back that, like, we are the center, and we're not moving. Everything else moves around us. And I was like, yeah, it feels like that's what it is, you know? Like, I look up at the stars, I see the same stars in the sky, same location every single day. The moon moves around me. The sun moves around me. That's the way I see it. I'm not moving around them. I don't know, I'm looking up. Like, I have that video of the moon that blows my mind. I'm sitting there filming, and this moon's going up like this. And then you have all these people saying, oh, well, that's just the clouds. This is just, you're creating a scenario. I'm like, dude, just watch. I had to move my camera up in order to stick with this thing. It moved across the sky from here up to here in like 45 to 50 seconds. I've never seen it move that quickly. And that was, I think, right during the, what is that, the harvest moon? That's when it happened. It was like the night before or the night of harvest moon. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's up on TikTok. That one kind of, people were posting and getting tons of views off my content on that. And it's basically like I'm having to move the camera up to stay with the moon. It was moving so quick, and my daughter was there watching too, and she's like, why is the moon running away from an air, from like a UFO? Because there was a star, something was chasing it too. And people are like, no, that's Jupiter. But I don't think that was Jupiter, guys. This thing was chasing the moon through the sky, and I thought it was a UFO. That's what we thought at first. I'm like, this UFO is chasing the moon across the sky. And then looking closer, it's like, no, the moon's just moving very quickly. And it was, I mean, I never saw the moon move that quickly before. And it wasn't us moving that quickly. It's the way I saw it. It didn't, the way I felt it. A siren saw that too. Look, there are some things we can't explain. And it could be perspective. We may just be in a certain perspective and the moon is coming around or something. And it looks like it's happening quicker than it really is. But that was crazy. It's up on TikTok. Should be on Clapper as well. And there's no explanation. It's not that the clouds are moving. The clouds are totally still that day. To the point where I stayed on the clouds and you see them not moving and the moon's moving through the clouds, up through the clouds. It was nuts. So there's a lot we can't explain, Elgato, but it's definitely happening, I would say. So, all right, guys, we're back to it. This is not gonna be a super long show because I have a lot of work to do, real estate. It's a Monday. I will be back, hopefully during the eclipse, I'm gonna go live, and then I will be live again tonight to discuss, hopefully, that what happened with this eclipse. Fact check about the rumor 2024 solar eclipse will pass over every US city named Nineveh. Let's see if that's actually true. Has it been fact checked? False! For a couple of minutes on April 8th, 2024, in a narrow curved band across North America, one of the greatest spectacles will occur, a total solar eclipse. Being the path of exactly where the right time is the only way that people in the continent will be able to look directly at the sun without damaging their eyeballs. Let's see. Where is this thing about Nineveh, though? The Bible shared an ancient city in modern-day Iraq that is described as evil. Why would you name a city after that city? You know? Who's the guy who's like, guys, we got to come up with a name for this place. What? Heaven? No, I was thinking like, Nineveh? What do you guys think about Nineveh? Yeah, you know, evil. Like, this is the town of evil, where we bring the lore back. Everyone's coming back to kill a goat, a sacrifice to God, right? What do you think, Nineveh? You want to do a Nineveh? All right, guys, we're going with Nineveh. And they did that, like, across, there's like 30 or something like that. How many Ninevehs are there in the United States? It's a lot. It's a lot. So, places named Nineveh. We started on Wikipedia's list of places named Nineveh to get a general idea of where to look. Of course, we cross-checked with those results with more reliable sources. Let's see. The first was the largest, Indiana's Nineveh Township. It's south of Indianapolis. That we know is getting it. Indianapolis is getting the path of totality. Let's see. Two townships in Missouri, one in Adair County, one in Lincoln County, and neither of the two townships contained a village named Nineveh or any of the maps we looked at. Furthermore, neither of the townships we fell in the path of the total eclipse. So Nineveh, Pennsylvania, roughly halfway between Pittsburgh and Morgantown, was marked in the maps, but it also is outside of the total eclipse. It was also the last Nineveh listed on the U.S. Census Bureau. So Nineveh, Virginia, an hour and a half west of Washington, D.C., was easiest to check. Nobody in the state will be able to see full totality during the eclipse. So that makes me feel a little better about this, guys, that we're not going over every Nineveh like these whack jobs have been saying for the last couple weeks. This guy right here, man, I did a story on him already, but he's a scumbag and a half. Venezuelan migrant influencer who encouraged squatting complains from jail he's victim of persecution. Go back to your country, okay? We don't want you here. You bring your really cool skills back to Venezuela. Go and you steal, pilfer, and squat there, you know? And then let them know that it's your house now. He illegally entered the U.S. and encouraged other migrants to squat and take over American homes. He's now complaining from behind bars that he's the victim of persecution and misses his freedom. Lionel Moreno, 27, spoke to the New York Post during a 30-minute televisit from inside Gallega County Jail in Chardon, Ohio, earlier this week. He was arrested near Columbus for failing to appear for required check-ins with officers. Already, he's illegal, not doing things legally. But you know what, guys? We should just let him out with no cash bail, right? Moreno whined to the Post that he came to the U.S. because of persecution in my country. But he's supposedly facing the same treatment now. It's all misinformation in the media about me. They're defaming me. They're misrepresenting me in the news, Moreno said, insisting he's a good father. You know, like I squatted in that house, I left my kids there to go and squat in the next one. That one I just went to go drop a deuce because I needed a squat one. But when I came back, my kids were happy. I had milk in the fridge. You know, I stole that from another house, brought it to them, put it in the fridge, you know. It was a little old, but we got through it. Moreno insisted he's a good father, though, guys. Good father when he did that one. I miss my entire life. I miss my freedom. Look at all this cash he's got in his hand. This scumbag. You guys know whose money that is? That's your money. That's my money right there. He's holding our money in his hands, you know? Oh, I can't wait to give you my taxes, you fucking asshole pieces of shit that run this country. Oh, so you could do this. Let's give him, look, he's got an AR in his hand. Came here illegally. He's holding an AR. He's holding probably, let's call that 10 grand in his hand right there. But you got vets on the street, homeless people on the street, American citizens need to go pound sand. I'm sorry, we care about Moreno more. Moreno gets all of the goods. We're gonna give him a house too. I'm sorry? Oh yeah, no, he's squatting in that house. I mean, we have to give him the house because we're weird in America. Like, you could earn something. You could go out and buy something. But I could take it and just put my crap into the toilet and be like, you weren't here. There was a toilet there. And so now it's my toilet. And also the rest of this 6,500 square foot house. You know, you left to go and pick up your kids at school. I'm sorry, you didn't lock up. You didn't set the alarm and the crowbar across the front door so I couldn't break in. That's on you. I'm sorry, officers, can you take this stupid lady away who lived here 13 minutes ago before she went to the preschool to pick up her child? But it's my house now. Finders keepers, you guys know the rules, you know? Wherever I drop a deuce, it becomes my house. Moreno, that's Moreno's rule. Anyway, guys, federal documents reviewed by the Post now suggest that he may be facing federal firearm charges because, you know, he went and bought an AR as an illegal with our money. And then he's like doing social media posts about how you, here, guys, this is how you squat. Look, check out, I saw this toilet. I was like, I gotta go. And then the lady's not there. Now it's my house. I went first for the bathroom. Then I took the house. You could do that here in America when you're Venezuelan and your name's Moreno. I'm leaving persecution in Venezuela. I came to America for my freedom. For your freedom, I meant. I meant to take all your freedoms because I don't know if you realize it, but your government's treating us better than you, the people that actually have lived here and earned and pay for all of this insanity. Treated like crap. Moreno. He's the guy. Moreno's the guy. I didn't cross the Rio Grande. I got on a plane. Biden flew me in. You know, $300,000 a month, guys. Well, let's make it easier for him to come in illegally. Huh? Let's just give him cash and a house. Ah, well, we need the votes. His TikTok account, which racked up more than 500,000 followers for Moreno, scumbag over here. You guys followed him? You guys followed scumbag McGee over here? Look at him, invading a house in the United States. Guys, he's invading houses. That's a freedom that we all should be afforded. You should be able to go and steal an American citizen's house. Yeah, it's just because you deserve it. You're from Venezuela. And we're responsible for their crappy country. And we'll just turn ours into a crappy country. I think that's a great idea. How many million people are here that don't follow our rule of law right now? Is it? Joanne, can you let me know how many? Joanne, perhaps you could stop the wheezing. Oh my goodness. Guys, sometimes Joanne lets one out. Right when we're in the middle of a story. He had previously told his audience he planned to make a business out of invading abandoned houses. You know, imagine you get on TikTok and you're like, guys, I'm just taking over houses. All right, follow me if you want to see me take over the next house. Squatting, dropping the douche, leaving the kids there, you know, with a old bottle of milk and OJ that smells like rancid. It's disgusting, but I'm a good father. Moreno. Moreno insisted that the person on his social media posts was just a character. Guys, I'm just messing around. You know, like telling people to go and rob, steal, murder, maim, you know, squat. This is a character. I'm just being Moreno, the funny guy. You guys don't know that. In Venezuela, I'm the funny guy called Moreno. They call me like, I'm a comic relief guy there in Venezuela doing this whole like, you should go and kill, murder, maim, and squat. Just a character named Moreno, you know? I have a sarcastic, dark humor, he says. That's my job. It's his job, guys. I just told you. It's what he did in Venezuela. Leonel Moreno is the opposite. Oh, so, okay, so you're a piece of garbage scumbag during your posts, and then you're like the son of God right afterwards, right? Do you wear the cross as well, and you just read the rosary all day long, Moreno? Because I don't think so. I'm pretty sure you're the same piece of garbage we saw. The character, right? Anyway, guys, Moreno, look at that nog, you know? I like to make fun of people's heads. I don't know why. It just seems to be funny to me. Kourtney Kardashian, nobody gives a crap. Morgan Whalen. So this is what, I had this story pulled up because apparently he got arrested. I don't know what the freaking hell, you know. Country star Morgan Whalen arrested after throwing chair off the rooftop for no legitimate reason. Country music star Morgan Whalen was arrested overnight in Nashville. Felony charges after he allegedly threw a chair from a downtown roof for no legitimate purpose. Whalen was booked in county jail, Folsom Blues, you know, on three counts of reckless endangerment and one count of disorderly conduct. According to the affidavit, it was at 10:53 p.m. Two officers were standing in front of Chief's Bar and they saw a chair fall from the above and it hit the street about 3 feet from them. The affidavit police wrote said the staff members said Whalen threw the chair. When officers reviewed video footage, it showed him lunging and throwing an object off the roof. Chief's Bar, owned by country music singer Eric Church, is a six-story building. Whoosh, shattered. Shattered that chair. Witnesses told police they stood next to the country star and watched him pick up the chair, throw it over, and laughed afterwards. You see that? You know, police wrote they arrested Whalen on reckless endangerment charges because two officers were in the area and it posed a danger to them and their feelings. The affidavit goes on to say officers arrested him for disorderly conduct and the feelings thing, too, you know. He created a hazardous condition by an act that served no legitimate purpose but to scare us. You know, me and Timmy over here, we were there, we were just patrolling the streets, and we got nervous, you know. Davidson County Sheriff's Office online records show Whalen was released around 3:30 a.m. He went back and threw another chair off the roof and said, come and get me again, motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Morgan Whalen. They also said they could hear him wailing from inside of the cell, you know? I got arrested for throwing a chair. Look at that head. Oh, goodness. $15,250 bond, which he just kind of had like change in his pocket. He pulled the quarters out. He did that. He's like the guy who's like pulled bags of pennies out. How much is the bail? I love that guy who just stares at the lady as he drops every penny onto the counter. Right? That lady's pissed. What are you doing, sir? You can't give us pennies? Oh, yeah, I'm giving you fucking pennies. You want the bail? Here you go, mother... Right? Everyone's on in the same boat on that one. That guy rocks. I saw that video. I think there's one video. There's a guy who comes in. He's got to pay his like parking ticket. He pulls out like bags of pennies and proceeds to pour them on the counter while staring right at the lady. He's doing like a Maniscalco. He's staring a Maniscalco at the lady. He's just like, I'm throwing the pennies at you. Right? Good stuff. Anyway, guys, the nog of Whalen right there. That's a noggin. Where is Morgan Whalen from? Born in Sneedville, if you guys didn't know. You know who's born in Sneedville besides Whalen? He's the only one. Small city in Hancock County, Tennessee, roughly 70 miles northeast of Knoxville. In February, the singer announced his plans to open a six-story bar along Lower Broadway called The Bar. He just threw something off the sixth story of this one. Is he just so he could throw things. He's testing out what the abilities are at his bar. This bar is the name of his bar. The title comes from Waylon's 2019 song where he sings, I found myself in this bar, making mistakes and making new friends. I think that's exactly how the song goes. Of course, I never heard it before. When Waylon previously criticized for a video of him saying racial slur. I didn't know this, but that's not right. The rest is not the first time Waylon has drawn scrutiny for his actions in public. In February 2021, he apologized for a video surfacing of him shouting a racial slur in Nashville that prompted swift backlash from music industry. In the video, Waylon described what he depicted as a 72-hour bender. Hour 72 of 72 bender. I don't know what he said, but obviously it wasn't okay. So that's what's happening. You know, Waylon, arrested, right? 4-year-old living with one of the rarest disorders in the world. I can't. It kills me when I see children that are dealing with stuff like this, you know? Like yesterday, I went to an event with the Beat Seat and had a chance to let some special needs kids sit and play on the most powerful sensory drum on earth. And it was a beautiful thing to see, but I'm just so sad when I see what people have to deal with, when parents have to struggle with to connect with their children. And it's a very sad thing in a world where there's already a ton of heartbreak and hatred and division to also have this disconnect with children and to see the most beautiful of us, these children that are hopefully going to blossom into a full and prosperous life. Some of them are just, you can't. I've been doing this other thing with my son on Saturday mornings with other special needs children. It's called Sports Buddies. And you play basketball with these kids and you just kind of help them take shots and encourage them. And my son's doing it for a school. I've been joining him every Saturday morning. And it's a really hard thing to see these kids that are dealing with so much, you know, so much struggle and also so much adversity that you can't get past. It's not, you know, we all have the opportunity to succeed with whatever we want to put our hearts and souls into, but some people can't communicate. Some people can't express themselves the way they need to in order to function in a typical job. And then they're just kind of, it's like a child. You're taking care of a child forever, which is difficult. So I feel for these parents, most of all. I feel for the children who can't connect with their parents. It's a hard life. So I feel bad for that little girl who's dealing with apparently is the rarest disorder in the world. Oh, goodness. Teen boy who died in an avalanche while on spring break is identified as son of former Olympic swimmer. Alexis Bega. I'm sorry, buddy. So much negativity and death in the news, right, guys? How many aftershocks in New York since the 4.8? Over 31. I don't remember feeling any, but just the one I felt, the one extra. I'm hopeful that we don't have anything in 5 hours here, 4 hours. Oh, goodness, guys. So listen, I got to try to see if I can sell some real estate. Anybody need anything in the real estate market, please reach out. Let me know. Shoot me a DM. If you're anywhere in the United States, I can help you. But I could also work with you personally in Connecticut and New York. So keep that in mind. But if you're out there, like MODOK has taken advantage of connecting with a realtor that's local so he can interview them and see if he even likes them. That's how it works. You don't have to work with the person I send you, but it's at least one more person for you to interview to see if you like enough to actually work with. And it costs you $0 to do this. It's the same fee you would pay whether you hire the guy I find for you or the guy you find while making phone calls. So do yourself a favor and at least have one more chosen option, someone who I have selected for you who I know can do the job well. Everybody has a license. Doesn't mean they know how to do the right job for you to negotiate and to also make sure you're covered and protected throughout the process. So if I can help, that's great. And like I said, reach out to me. You can DM me, Mark, or mp@markpyers.com, or shoot me a message, a little comment here, and I'll get back to you. Renee Woods, my son Bradley was born with special needs. I was told he wouldn't make it past 3 months. He passed a few weeks before his 6th birthday. I'm so sorry, Renee. He would have loved the Beat Seat. I'm so sorry to hear that. You know what, though, Renee? God bless you. You loved that kid every day. And that's the point, is these people when I see them with their child who's suffering, and I can see their suffering, but they've got so much love for that kid. And I have this secondary thought that runs through my head that I'm like, I know this is the worst thing in the world, but if that child needed to exist, it seems like that child went to the right parents that actually knew how to take care of and love that child still with their entire heart. And who knows if it had gone to another parent who didn't have that. They wouldn't have been at that event. You know what I mean? So we are fortunate enough to have some really brave and powerful souls that live through this timeline with us, and they're able to handle the adversity and somehow rise to the occasion and give that child every opportunity to live a life. And God bless you, Renee, and everybody else out there that does that, because it's not easy. It's not easy just raising children when they don't have a special need. But being that parent who's able to step up and do everything that you can to make sure your child has a chance, I just have the ultimate respect and love for you, and just want to thank you for that. Starry Night. Oh, goodness, good to see you. Helen Gale, let me go make sure I'm saying goodbye to you guys on the stream itself. Don't go anywhere. Let's see. Remember, guys, this is going to be a crazy event, or it's not. Not really sure. I will say that I'm going to try my best to go live during it so we can see if there's any sort of activity, earthquake activity. Joanne, can you put me back on the screen? No, I didn't want to be off. Back on. Thank you. If there's an earthquake and I'm live during it, that's just cool footage, is the way I'm looking at it. And if everybody goes live, like if Ron goes live, everybody's going live during it, and Mark Wages is there for Path of Totality and he goes live, and we all have footage of some crazy event that may happen, 333 or whatever, like imagine if that thing I saw where the sun gets covered by the moon and right at 333 it says, and goes back the other way, reverses course just like the polar vortex. And then having footage of that, oh my goodness. I'm bringing my extra stupid goggle glasses things to put over my camera. That's just an idea. If anybody out there is thinking I'm gonna try to film this, I don't know if our cameras can handle shooting the sun, iPhone, whatever, but I think if you put one of the stupid sun goggle things over the camera, it may give you a really good image. Possibly. I'm gonna give it a shot. And I don't think my footage is gonna be that amazing because I'm 90% here. I'm not at 100%. But do you think this Path of Totality has happened before and caused people to name towns what they like they did? Like chicken or egg, which came first, eclipse or town named Starry Night? You're funny. Ron says it's overcast here. We won't see anything here unless the weather changes. You know, it's a beautiful day here in Connecticut. I'm hopeful it stays like this. But like I said, I'm not getting a full view here. I'm gonna get the 90%, but I will make sure I film or go live during it so you guys can see that footage. And try to talk you through it, especially if there's an earthquake. I'm gonna put my lapel mic on, so if I have to run, you guys can still hear me while I kind of catalog what's happening around us. Look at this. Haley said, I don't expect it, but what if 500 million or so people vanish? That's what I'm saying. Where do you go? I think high ground. High ground. You know? Gotta go to high ground and just hope for the best. I'm throwing water in the car. I'm throwing in a bug out bag with some food, you know what I mean, for the kids. And hopefully nothing bad happens here. But I heard a bunch of people say, prepare for power outages I'm like, what is going on? Like, why? You know? Jonah was sent there. Oh, goodness, Nightwind. Good to see you, Nightwind. High ground, Zoran says too. Like, if it's true that the elephants have all been going to high ground, oh man, I'm nervous about that. That's like when you see the birds doing weird things in the sky and animals are running in circles. Like, what the fuck is that, man? So, anyway, remember, this is just my crazy perspective, but out of all the things that I see happening, I see the moon coming up and at 3:33 stopping right on the sun and then reversing course, and it being the most like mind-blowing thing we ever see in the history of time. Because I know it's supposed to just go, but because of that polar vortex reverse, I'm like, I don't know. I think they have us all freaked out for a reason. We're gonna see something that's gonna be mind-blowing today. And it's gonna be, 333, let's double-decker and make it 666, and we're going back down. And there's like this Devil's Comet thing, and then, you know, you got the leader of the free world not recognizing God and the most high, the highest of highest and holiest of days of the year, he talked about people who have feelings and seeing them. So, nothing is going to happen. Renee's right. You know what? Here's the thing. I said this last night. I'm like, I'm really hoping this is one of those scenarios where people are freaking out and then it comes and goes and everybody's like, all right. But that earthquake the other day here in Connecticut still has me a little freaked out about this 5 hours from now. Oh, goodness. Make sure, whatever you do, guys, bring some water with you. Make sure you're with people you love. And say a prayer if you're into that. If you're not, just say a positive word while this is happening. I heard a really great concept here, which is everyone's freaking out. What if instead we put this mantra of positivity out while this is happening? Because this could be a shift of enlightenment, or this could be the course correction for total destruction of our world if we all just continue to fall down the hole of fear and that demise of that anxiety that comes across of not understanding how to get out of a hole. So I think if we could somehow, as we're watching this happen, put out a positive word for the world being even better afterwards, seeing more smiles, seeing more people connecting, and that this is the entrance and the introduction of a new revolution of positivity. And who knows, if enough of us are feeling that, maybe we usher in an enlightenment period, because right now we need it. So put out a positive word while you're watching this thing today with me. I'll probably be on with you saying those words like, guys, look, this is really great. Let's bring in a ton of high energy, love, and vibrations with this solar eclipse. As people are looking up, you know, just try to see if you can put out a positive word and see if that has any effect. They do say the more of us that get together in a positive manner, the more effect it has on the world and the outcome. So whatever this is, whatever it is, it probably has something to do with how we feel. So try your best if you can. Put something positive out there, okay, guys? I'm going to do my best too. I hope to be live with you during it. If I can't, I'll film it and I will drop it as soon as this thing is over. And then I'll be back again tonight for part two. Day 1925 in a row. We are just 75 days. From 2,000 days in a row, it's kind of insane. Do me a favor, subscribe, turn on all notifications, X, Rumble, YouTube, and I'll be back later. More content on the way, I'll be dropping stuff throughout the day, and hopefully selling a ton of real estate. If you guys need any help in the real estate business, make sure you reach out. Let me make sure I say bye to you. Who is with me over here on the tube? Harvey, AKA Viper, Helen Gale Townsend in the house, Hilly Billy, woo! Nightwind in the house, Renee Woods, Ron Tyler, Starry Night. Guys, if you haven't subscribed to Ron Tyler and to Hilly Billy yet, please do so. Those are my brothers, and they also provide really high quality content for you. And we have a lot of fun. We're gonna do shows with both Ron and Hilly Billy. We have to set it up. Now that we have this vertical option where we can bring each other live, pretty cool stuff. We're gonna start doing more of that. But anyway, thank you guys for supporting me and for being here during this morning show. I'll be back later for part two. Until then, Clapper, don't go anywhere. Say bye to you guys at the end of here. Also, if you guys here on YouTube, X, and Rumble have not subscribed to follow me on Clapper yet, download the app, follow me over there, and start posting. It's a great app. And we need more creators. TikTok. Now my TikTok. I'm taking Clapper. I'll see you guys a little later, okay? Solar eclipse! What do you think? Are we going down or what? I can't hear her over the wheeze. You know. I try. See you guys later. Yes, please leave a comment after. Make sure that bell is turned on too, guys. We're live twice a day. You got to go. You got to go.